Hello, this is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara LaRance with another feature from our newest contributor, musician Craig Freeman. Today, Craig Freeman brings a jazz quartet to the studio.
All right, we're here with the Sam Pilnick Project live at the Takeda Studio at WMUK. And we've got Sam Pilnick on saxophone, Steve Perry on drums, Mike Horgan on bass, and Andrew Saliba on guitar. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Let's just get straight into some music. So we're going to start with your first tune called Maple, and we'll hear that now. We're here with the Sam Pilnick Project here in the WMUK Takeda studio, and we have Sam Pilnick on tenor saxophone. Sam, could you tell us a little bit about that first tune? Is that an original?
That is an original that I wrote a few months back while I was substitute teaching at Maple Street Magnet School. And the idea of that tune is to kind of encapsulate the idea of like middle school students. So it's like a lot of ups and downs, kind of open sections, because when you work with lots of middle school students, you know, high energy, low energy, left, right, they're very engaged. They're very into learning as well, but it's a little bit of a crazy situation for anyone who's hung out with middle school students.
Very cool. Let's get a little bit of background on the group first. Maybe Steve, we can start with you. Just tell us how you got started in music, on why you picked the drums. Did you come from a musical family? A little bit about your background.
All right. Well, I guess I should preface this by saying that my name is Steven Tyler Perry, so I was kind of set up to play music even if I didn't want to.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. My parents aren't musical. My grandfather plays guitar. He always tried to get me to play guitar, and I just was not interested. He bought me like 3 of them, gave me lessons, and I heard drums one day, and I was like, yeah, I want to play drums. I came here in 2012 and met Mike, and then Andrew and Sam came along later, and I met them, and I'm grateful they came because they added some different perspectives.
Sam, if we can just hear a little bit of background from you about how you got started in music. Why'd you pick the saxophone?
So I was always playing piano. My grandmother is like very musical, so we'd like play little duetty things on the piano, like hot cross buns and that kind of stuff. And I started taking lessons. And then in elementary, intermediate school, I kind of got given the saxophone. We had a little jazz band in fifth grade, and then I was in jazz band all through high school, middle school, high school, when I started taking lessons, and then in college. But it got really serious when I came to Western and I started doing my master's in jazz, because I did an undergraduate in music education at the Crane School of Music in upstate New York. So yeah, that's kind of my background.
I want to move on to Mike next and tell us about how you got started on the bass.
It's actually kind of an interesting story. I grew up living at my good friend of mine's house. He lived 2 houses away from me, and I basically lived there all summer. Parents were always working, so we were basically attached at the hip. And when we were 14, 15, 16 and started actually working real jobs, we both got a job at the local Pizza Hut as cooks, and we both really wanted to buy a drum set. So we were saving everything we had to try and save up enough money to buy a drum set for the other person, and he won. So I ended up going to the local music store, and I was like playing all these different guitars, and I picked up one, and I said, hey, why is this different? It has 4 strings, and they're bigger, and the guy's like, dude, it's a bass. It's not a guitar. And I was like, I like it. So I just bought a bass and played every day with my buddy up the street, and that's kind of how it started. Everything from Japanese noise to Michael Jackson, you know? Right. It's all cool to me, so.
Kind of danced with the one you came with.
Yep.
And stuck with it.
Fell in love with it, right. You know?
Very cool. It's great. And then Andrew, if we can hear a little bit about your history with guitar. Why did you pick it? Did you come from a musical family?
Well, I guess I started guitar about a month ago when I founded the Sam Pilnick Project. I started on violin actually when I was maybe 4.
Okay.
And I didn't like it. And it was like pulling teeth for my parents to get me to practice. So then I stopped playing violin and switched to piano. And I didn't really like that very much better. So then I stopped. And a couple of years later, I got a guitar, and that's the one that stuck. So I just kind of noodled without having any real idea what I was doing. But, you know, I liked making sounds with it and trying to sort of mimic things I heard on guitar. And that turned into me finally deciding in my first year of college that I didn't want a computer science degree. And I really like jazz, so why not study it?
Maybe this is just my own perception, but a lot of people think that certain instruments have a character or quality, and I find guitar players to be more cerebral. and you mentioned computer science, and you were thinking about that. Is there some connection there, maybe? Do you think you just love being analytical and like learning all the theory and the chords, and this was a more creative way to do that? I may be kind of reaching with that. But
maybe. I think to an extent that could be the case. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, guitar is maybe less cerebral than something like a piano, Because with a piano, it's so much easier to visualize all of the things that you have a theoretical understanding of, whereas guitar is kind of a blind instrument. Like, it takes a lot to just get to know the fingerboard. And I think that maybe that's part of what draws me to it, is that you have to be a little bit more involved with the instrument, even to just have a cursory understanding of what's going on theoretically. So, I don't know, there's something compelling about trying to understand something that's maybe a little bit masked or hidden on the surface level.
Yeah.
So well said. I think that could be a part of it.
Okay. I think we'll move on to a little bit more music here. So the next tune is Pure Imagination. And Sam, are you really a big Willy Wonka or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory fan? Is that the reason for
that? I watched the original recently. Yeah, it kind of just spoke to me, and I, you know, had some musical ideas about it and wanted to play it. So,
okay.
So we'll play it for you, our arrangement now.
All right, let's hear that. We are live in the WMU Decatur studio, and this is the Sam Pilnick Project with Pure Imagination.
Thank you.
We're back here with the Sam Pilnick Project, WMUK. We just heard Pure Imagination, and that was one of those tunes that just feels good, you know? It has a really nice groove. Is that like a calypso feel?
So it's like a second line feel.
It's hearing a lot of people have different opinions about jazz and its state. It's hard to reckon with, you know, as a fan of jazz and love of jazz music. It's hard to see people just walk out when they see a jazz band playing, or when I have a lot of friends that just aren't getting a lot of work because people just aren't interested. How do you, maybe I can direct this question towards Andrew. How would you justify or reckon, you know, a place for the music that you want to play in a climate that may not necessarily want to hear that?
I think it's hard to try delivering a verbal justification for the music. I think the biggest thing is that people don't really have a very in-depth conception of what jazz is. And so if we were going to try to justify jazz, I think the best way would just be exposing people to more of it. Because if all you hear is Kenny G on the radio, you're not getting a very full picture of what the music can be. And even just here in Kalamazoo, there's so much variety to the jazz that gets played. There's tons of bebop. There's tons of free jazz. There's fusion. There's Latin jazz. There's anything and everything. And a lot of times when I'm on a gig, someone will come up and say that they had no idea that there was music like this happening. Where do you guys play? And I'll say, oh, well, this is just a one-off gig, but we all play in different groups around town. We're playing here, 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 wherever we're playing. And people get really stoked on it. And then, you know, there's the larger community of people that think that music is basically aural wallpaper. And, you know, for them, they're getting something pleasant to go on in the background of whatever else they're doing in life. So any form of trying to justify the music would basically fall on deaf ears in that case anyways. But if you're playing and communicating something through the music, and there are people around who are being exposed to it in a way that they haven't before, I think that's all the justification that it needs, really.
And it's hard in this climate, especially if you're going to school and you have a lot of loans and you have not a lot of situation, you know, you don't have a lot of financial help. It's then even harder to justify going into a career where you're wallpaper and people don't pay you money. But I think if in Kalamazoo, we're very fortunate. You know, who thinks in Kalamazoo that there's a jam session four nights a week, right? There's one at Old Dog, there's one at the Union, there's one at Rupert's, and then Thursday nights is the jazz night at the Union. So,
yeah, it's, I think regardless of how people perceive what you do, you have to keep doing what you love, regardless of the external factors. And it's good that you point out there were so many different venues to hear live music. And I'd like to thank all of you guys for coming in today. I really appreciate you playing your tunes. It was wonderful having you here. Sam Pilnick on saxophone, Steve Perry on drums, Andrew Saliba on guitar, and Mike Horrigan on bass. You are the Sam Pilnick Project. And Sam, maybe if you can introduce this next tune for us.
Yeah, so the next tune we're going to play is a newer original of ours called Ball Pops Out, which was a working title, which ended up being the title. I was working on this tune while watching the Western Michigan football game, the Cotton Bowl, and I was like, I need a title real bad for this. I didn't want to do like Untitled or something, and the announcer on the screen goes, the ball pops out! Like, you know, like it was a fumble. And it kind of made sense because there's like, you'll hear there's a big drum solo, big drum feature, as well as the other instrumental solos. So I thought it was appropriate.
Well, here's Ball Pops Out live in WMUK's Takeda studio. Thank you.
The Sam Pilnick Project, live in WMUK's Takeda Studio. Sam Pilnick on tenor saxophone, Andrew Saliba on guitar, Mike Horrigan bass, and Steve Perry drums. The session was hosted by WMUK contributor Craig Freeman, whose features are supported by a grant from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. This was an abridged version of the session. If you'd like to hear the full interview and longer takes of the Sam Pilnick Project, visit WMUK.org. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for listening to WMUK's Weekend Let's Hear It.